T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work. Dirty Work Wednesday on the air. 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Olivia.
Hey, Olivia. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I need your help figuring out from being lied to about something.
Okay. Who do you think is lying to you?
The guy I'm seeing, his name is Jeremy.
Okay. And what is he lying to you about?
So, he surprised me for Valentine's Day by getting us a room for the weekend at the Cavalier.
Ooh, the Cavalier. Very nice. That place is fancy.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, it kind of stunk because it rained all weekend, but it was still really nice.
Yeah, that place is probably like more fun in the summer. So, okay, so you stayed at the Cavalier, and did you stay all weekend?
Well, Saturday night and Sunday night, and then we came back on Monday because neither of us had to work.
Wow, okay. So all weekend in a luxury hotel with nothing to do because it's raining outside. I just wonder what you two did to pass all that time.
Well, it's actually kind of funny you say that because it was our first time kind of doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, listen, Valentine's Day at the Cavalier. I mean, if you were ever going to do it, this would be the time.
Well, that's what I kind of thought, too.
Okay. So the weekend goes smoothly. You get that out of the way, and then you get home on Monday, and you have an extra holiday to relax still, which is nice.
Yeah, except, listen to this. We get back to his apartment because my car was parked there all weekend, and I asked him if I could come upstairs real quick and use the bathroom because I had, like, a 25-minute drive back to my place. So he goes, sure. Now we walk up the steps to his apartment, and out in front of his door is this huge pile of stuff. Like, there was clothes and shoes and hats and a jacket and some, like, old video game system and a bunch of, like, broken glasses. So I'm like, did someone break into your place? And he just has this look on his face and goes, I have no idea.
Oh, man, that stinks. That's a bad ending to a nice week, and that stinks.
Yeah, well, so he goes to unlock the door, and it's locked. So we go inside, and we look around, and nothing's touched, nothing's broken, nothing's moved. So I use the bathroom real quick, and I ask him if he wants me to stay and help him clean up, and he goes, no, I got this, you can go.
So wait, did somebody break in then, or no?
Well, no, so he calls me on the way home and goes, I remember what this was. I asked my old roommate to bring me back some of my stuff, and he must have left it outside the door, thinking I was home, and maybe someone went through it while we were away.
Okay, I got you. So his old roommate probably thought, well, he's coming home that night anyways, I'll just leave his stuff here, it'll be safe.
Yeah, but the strange part is I've never heard him talk about an old roommate before, like ever. And in fact, I remember having a conversation with him when we first started dating. And I asked him if he had a roommate, and he said, nah, I've always preferred, like, living alone.
Okay, so...
So I was talking to my friend about it, and she goes, I'll bet you he's got a side girl. And she found out about you, too.
Oh, okay, so you think maybe that this side girl broke into his place and trashed it?
Well, no, the inside of his apartment was perfect, so I think maybe she had all this stuff at her place, and when she found out about us, she came over and dropped it all at the front door.
Oh, I got you. Okay, so you think she pulled a waiting to exhale on his front lawn, sort of.
She did what?
She pulled a waiting to exhale. Remember the movie, the girl gets cheated on, throws all the dude's stuff out in the driveway, and then she sets it on fire?
Oh, God, well, I don't think any of the stuff was on fire, but I don't think it was his roommate either.
Okay, so you'd like to figure out if this really was his roommate or maybe Psycho's side piece.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Does he leave any stuff at your place?
Yeah, he's got some stuff.
Okay, huh. All right, and you don't mind us calling him, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, sit tight. We need to think of an angle here to get him to talk about this without lying about it, so... I'm going to put you on hold. We'll call Jeremy when we come back.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Jeremy, please.
This is him.
Are you the person who lives in apartment 27C?
Maybe.
Okay, because if you are, I just wanted you to know I saved some of your stuff for you. I live a few apartments down from you, and I saw somebody dropping off a bunch of stuff in front of your door this weekend, but I wasn't sure if you were around because it was still there the next morning. Some of it looked kind of expensive. So, listen, I put it in my apartment, and I tried knocking on your door a couple times, but nobody answered. So I got your phone number from the leasing office. I just wanted to let you know I had some of your stuff, and it's safe.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, the person who was dropping off all this stuff didn't really seem to be too concerned about just leaving it there.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a crazy person, that's all.
Yeah, she kind of seemed crazy when I talked to her.
What'd she say?
She asked if I knew where you were.
What'd you tell her?
I said I didn't even really know you that well. We just live in the same building.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry you had to handle that all for me. She's a nice girl. She's just crazy, that's all. So, I mean, she'll be saying how sorry she is to me next week. Trust me.
So, is she your girlfriend or something? I mean, not that it's my business or anything. I was just, you know, curious.
No. It's cool. She's not my girlfriend. She's just whatever, you know?
She's just whatever. Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I used to have a whatever once in a while myself, so.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a man needs a little variety, right?
Oh, is that right? You need variety? So let me get this straight. You're taking me to this fancy-ass hotel just to get my pants and this other girl's what? Just waiting for her night?
Oh, snap!
Wait, what?
You know what? I really thought you were the one. I was going through all this virtual dating, quarantine dating, Tinder dating, and I finally end up with you. And you gotta act like a little boy who doesn't get enough attention. Let me tell you something. I'm no one's second choice.
Whoa. Hold on a second. I never said that.
You didn't have to. You treated me that way. That's all that matters. Your actions speak for you.
Okay. If you give me a second, I can explain.
No. You don't need to explain. Go off and be with your whatever girl, because she might need you, but I sure as hell do not. And by the way, paying for a sexy hotel does not make up for the humongous disappointment you were in bed. The best thing about that entire weekend was the bathtub and the pillows.
Yikes. Oh, wow. I'm sorry about that, man.
No, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But wait, so what apartment did you say you were in? I could come by and grab my stuff.
No. No, I... Wow, you really are stupid.